bells rang the warning. Prison cells were opened to allow inmates to save their lives ahead of the coming disaster. No one had seen anything like it, and hopefully we never will again. The story of a blaze that leveled a city is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
It is said that Miss O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern and began the Great Chicago Fire in October 1871. The fire did start on her farm, although the exact details may not be known. However, we do know much about what resulted.
A loss of life was about 300. Loss of property values was in the high hundreds of thousands of dollars in 1871 dollars.
Peter Alters, a curator at the Chicago History Museum. Bells rang to warn residents of the impending flames.
The courthouse bell kept ringing until it fell down the bell tower to destruction. Parts of that bell were then broken up and made into paperweights and cane tops. But I think if you gathered together all the parts of the bell, you would probably have three or four bells.
Those who could not escape were given their freedom.
We have on display an order by the mayor of the city to open the jails because the jail was about to burn down. Of course, they didn't want to be the city that let its prisoners, whatever they had done, to burn to death in the jail.
Today, the Chicago Fire Academy trains firefighters on the site where Miss O'Leary's barn once stood. There are other reminders of the flames that once burned much of this city.
There's actually a monument at the point where historians believe the barn was located. There's also a university near there, the University of Illinois at Chicago, and the athletic teams. Their nickname is the Flames, and their mascot is a dragon.
Immediately after the fire, ordinances were passed requiring most new buildings in the city limits to be made of stone to help prevent such destruction by fire in the future. Traveling the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.